All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettigy along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talk and text line. She covers the Washington Commanders along with the Baltimore Ravens, basketball, you name it. Kelsey does it all. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, listening in with KNN, Fox Sports host. And Kelsey, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. And it's like, for people here in Louisiana that watch Jaden, we've seen him do that. The nation got to see Jaden Daniels last night. Two touchdown passes. He runs for one. And so he accounts for three touchdowns, and he got two pass incompletions. What an unbelievable performance, considering what we had saw with Josh Allen, who put on a great show for the Bills, and what Joe Burrow did. The spotlight was stolen by the kid himself, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, well, first off, it's so great to join you, Mike and Charlie. And let me tell you, it's an exciting time in Washington, D.C. right now. Like you said, the world got to witness, I think, who truly Jaden Daniels is. And I'll tell you, it's cold and wet and rainy here, and that's the forecast all week. But nobody cares right now, Mike, because Monday Night Football, like, there's smiles on faces. You know, I teach an 8 a.m. class in the morning. Most of my students are from out of town. They couldn't wait to say, Professor Nelson, did you see what Jaden Daniels did last night? Like, no one predicted that, you know, he'd be able to lead this, you know, Commanders offense that we were still trying to figure out their identity to 38 points. And like you said, take down a guy like Joe Burrow, right, one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. But I will tell you, I think Jaden Daniels certified himself, you know, last night. You know, I remember when Jaden Daniels was, you know, number two pick, and there was people like, oh, Kelsey, Drake May. And, you know, we think there's going to be some guys that are better. He's too skinny. And all of just these other doubts that folks had. I think last night he kind of silenced a lot of the critics and really, I think, ushered in the new era that the Commanders have been selling. We know there's new ownership here. Obviously, you know, this is a newer team. We have newer pieces in the Commanders locker room. But I think now people are finally believing and buying what the Commanders have been selling. So it was an impressive performance. That locker room, a lot happier. You're hearing guys who have been there through the kind of tumultuous Snyder times, you know, when playoffs were wishful thinking, Mike, because they were very bleak and rare to happen. All of a sudden, you know, the word hope has been thrown around. And then, you know, I thought back to a month ago, right, when Jaden Daniels was named QB1. And essentially the coaching staff said he was named QB1 because he was going to give a chance. And I think a chance is what we all got to witness last night. And already, you know, people are talking about him, you know, being able to pass in the pocket. Obviously, you all know that he can run as well. And I know Lamar Jackson is one of the guys that he looks up to in the National Football League. He also is getting credit for sliding. There's a lot of baseball fans here.
I was going to ask you about that.
He did it last night.
He didn't do that at LSU, Kelsey. No, Brian Kelly.
We need him to do that. We cannot have him hurt, Mike, here in D.C. We've been through too many quarterbacks.
Coach Kelly told me, Mike, we work with him on the slide or try to get out of bounds, but he doesn't do it. And that's always a big concern for me. The NFL is a different business. They're going to try to take your head off at the NFL level, but we did see him slide. We did see him go out of bounds. Now,
right.
He's got a body, that's another term, but it's almost like Gumby. Because I've seen him get hit all kind of different ways. And, man, his body contorts a little bit. And he's able to take a big shot. One thing is, he's tough. You talk about a physically tough guy, and I told you this off the air. He's one of the most humble guys, and sometimes you wouldn't know if you won or you lost with him. Almost like you got a dig for a heartbeat because he's so calm and he's so poised in the biggest moments. And you saw it late last night, over a seven-minute drive to finish that game, and he hits that dart. Now, he gets popped in the chest, on that play, and he threw a dart to Terry McLaurin, who comes up with a great catch in there. And he was talking about it after the game, that that was something he had talked to Cliff Kingsbury about. Let's run that play, but run it out of a little different formation. So, man, all I know, Kelsey, he is a tough dude, smart guy, always thanks the man above. Interview I've always done with him, he'll say that I've been blessed by God, and he works so hard at his craft. And you really have a lot of respect for a young player like that.
Yeah, I think it's his graciousness that he gets praised for. You talked about it. No one questions Jaden Daniels' work ethic, in that locker room. And I think that's important, because I think we have to remember this is a Commanders franchise, and may he rest in peace. But the late Dwayne Haskins, when he was in that locker room, it was some questions about his work ethic, right? And if he was truly committed to the job of football. So there has been a question in the Commanders locker room before. Of course, they were under a different name at that time. And I think you have to remember, too, that the Commanders have been through a lot of quarterbacks. You talked about his toughness, Mike, earlier. And it's a toughness that I think a lot of folks here in D.C. felt like. They liked that toughness from Taylor Heineke, though they knew he wasn't the guy to be quarterback for long term, right? But it's that type of toughness. But then they liked Jaden Daniels as well, because he has the athleticism and skill and speed of an RG3 when he was here. So I think he kind of combined some of the best quarterback qualities, something that kind of past quarterbacks have had here in Washington, but they hadn't been the total package. And also, I think people love Jaden Daniels because he's a mama's boy, right? At the end of the day, we know how close he is with his mom.
He is.
And right across the beltway here in my neck of the woods, Lamar Jackson, same thing, a mama's boy. And I think that gets some praise, because obviously folks are like, he's focused on the main thing and what needs to be focused on. And I think even the bigger thing that needs to be talked about Jaden Daniels, I was on in New York a week ago, and everyone was talking about, okay, yeah, Jaden Daniels, he's killed, no turnovers. But he couldn't get to the end zone, right, in that Giants game, right? And we had a brand new kicker in Austin Seward off the street, essentially, that was able to get that Commanders win. So, Commanders fans like, okay, yes, we got the win against New York, but it was field goal. But, no football fan is excited about that. So the fact that he was able to get into the end zone and then obviously get guys going, I think people don't realize, Terry McLaurin, we know how gifted he is, but I think he really does get underrated, not because of his talent, but because of the quarterbacks that have been throwing to him. The fact that he got to get Scary Terry activated, and we saw what the Bengals were trying to do in coverage to Terry, I think that was huge. This is a guy who's been in the league since 2019, has been through way too many quarterbacks for anyone to go through. But he has a confidence, I will say, in Jaden that I haven't seen. And I feel like Terry really does feel like this is a guy, again, a veteran in that locker room that's looking at the young guy that's truly believing. And on the sidelines, all the guys were believing in him. It was just a happiness, Mike, that I haven't seen in a while. With the Commanders, we've seen guys fighting on the sidelines with the Commanders not too long ago. Obviously, we've had different coaches. And so this is a new Commanders team that I think everyone, again, is buying into. Now, I know it's still early. It's week three, folks. And I know everyone's super excited. But for folks that don't realize, outside of D.C., like, this is a big thing. this is not at – we don't get too many nice things, it sometimes feels like, in a football sense in D.C. So it's just been really fun to see how he's galvanized, so many here in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
So we had someone call in, and they made a great point. I think Kurt Warner had brought this up in the broadcast last night, on the radio broadcast with Westwood One, that it could be a great trivia question one day about his first NFL passing touchdown to Trent Scott, the 7-year offensive tackle.
Which and is- Trent is a guy I know a lot about. Trent went to Grambling. He bounced around the professional ranks. He's from Alabama, and he had some people, relatives of his, that got in touch with me about, where do you think Trent will go? And I was like, maybe a late-round pick, but most likely a free agent. And I could see athletically, he's very gifted. What he needed was work on his technical skills, more his hand placement than anything else, because he was always bigger, stronger, faster than everybody else. And he bounced around this league. He might have found a home in Washington.
Yeah, 7-year vet. But that's just a side note. I think that's fun. The one thing
on
that
Football Jeopardy, that's a
that,
good
that
one.
That would be a fun one. But the one thing that stood out to me about Jaden Daniels, and it stood out basically the three games that he's played, is the one word that Mike and I have brought up when we've talked about him, poise. He looks like a veteran. He does not look like a rookie. And there was that one moment we talked about, you know, the splash plays to Terry McLaurin where he just threw dimes both times, the 55-yard pass and then the touchdown late in the game that basically sealed it. But I remember there was that one fourth down where Jaden basically told the sideline, we're going for it. We're going for it. And the coaches had the trust for him to go for it, and he throws another dart. I mean, he was just fantastic. He was in his bag last night, but all the one question – that keeps coming up is like, oh, is he too small? Is he like, is he not ready for the NFL?
Right.
But the one thing that I think of is the poise that I see when I'm watching Jaden Daniels throw the football. He just looks like a veteran.
His calmness under pressure.
Yes, absolutely.
That sticks out so much with him.
It's needed, right? I mean, they went into this. No one had the Commanders winning this game, right? We knew there wasn't vengeance from Joe Burrow after that crazy Chiefs game. And you know, there are high predictions of what Cincinnati Bengals could be. I mean, you have a rookie that you're throwing in there in primetime, which, mind you, the Commanders over time have not played well in primetime games, you know. And so for him to be able to do that, I do think it was huge. And even just going back to that 55-yard ball that you mentioned, Charlie, I think it was a big one because for the Commanders, deep balls and having a true deep ball threat, which you know Terry McLaurin is, has been something they have been trying to work on. And so I think for him to finally get that, I thought that was big confidence booster. But overall, like you said, I mean, you didn't see him flustered, right? And we have seen through 3 weeks of football, we have seen a lot of veteran quarterbacks who are very, very, who are, you know, very well known, who are great quarterbacks. We've seen it. I mean, look at Joe Burrow on the other end of things, right? So all that to say, I mean, young but ready, I think is what the Commanders, you know, see in Jaden Daniels. And, you know, I think already, I mean, he has put himself in an elite class within this rookie class, right, on top of what he can do. And then really quickly, sorry, fellas, but I do have to shout out Trent Scott because, you know, my dad went to Grambling and they're close.
Oh, yeah.
That was so much fun to see. You know, my dad wakes up, you know, he was kind of drifting away at the game. He calls me and he was very Grand Fam proud at that one. And so absolutely love the recognition that HBCUs are getting from Trent Scott. And to see a 320-pounder offensive tackle do that, that was really amazing to see. I think, honestly, really great momentum. After that, like, every guy was hype on the sideline for him. So that was super, super fun. And what a way, like you said, to remember that first NFL touchdown. So super excited for all that's happening right now in Washington. But all that to say, I think this team is focused. This is why they immediately wanted to go over to Arizona, because they want to keep that mindset, right? They want the momentum, but they don't want the guys to get distracted, right? There's a lot of headlines right now, but they really want to quiet the noise, and I think that's going to also be something that's going to help to separate Jaden Daniels and just keep him on track, I think, of what we all know can be a great NFL career ahead of him.
Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us. He's the real McCoy. I told you that a while back. He's the real McCoy, and he's showing everybody about it. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, the Washington, D.C. Sports Media Person of the Year. Kelsey, thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate it.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys during Super Bowl in New Orleans.
There you go.
Thanks, Kelsey.
We'll definitely catch lunch. Thank you so much, Kelsey.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.